NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We know you love talking to Coach Mack because we love talking to Coach Mack. Nothing better than catching up with him. Also, he's brought to you each and every week by the great folks at Farm Bureau Health Insurance, and we can't say enough about them. Farm Bureau Health Plans, if you need great health insurance coverage at an affordable price, you can let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They got you covered, just like Coach Mack has us covered each week. And he joins us via Skype. Coach, welcome to the Skype world with us.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing the OTP by Skype, and now I think we're going to move to Zoom to do it. But I still don't know how we are going to do the draft yet. But, you know, I like all the technology stuff. I just don't like when it doesn't work. You know, and when it works, it's really cool with me. But what I love all the technology stuff. I love using it. But when it doesn't work, I don't know how to fix it. And so that doesn't make Coach Mack real happy.
Coach, we'll have plenty of time to talk, but we got a couple of callers who wanted to jump in. So let's just get straight to it off the top. JT, let's go Jack in East Nashville first. I think he wanted to send a message to Coach Mack and Mike Keith and the crew.
Coach Mack.
Jack, how are you doing, man? It's good to talk to you.
I'm doing. I'm old school Texas. I go back to when Daryl Royal ran UT, and I grew up in East Texas around Coach Smith and Bubba and Tony Smith, and we probably went down some of the same roads back then.
You know what? If you know some of those roads in East Texas like I do, I've got a place down in East Texas, right, you know, right on Farm Road 1645, right outside of Tenney Hall, Timpson, Bobo, and Blair. So I'll pinpoint exactly where my place is down there, about 30 miles from Nacogdoches. If you know some of those farm roads, then you know East Texas.
My sister has a place just outside Marshall.
I know Marshall very, very well. Jerry Bennett, who was a head football coach at Marshall for years, very successful state, there. And then, look, I know Marshall. I know Jefferson. I know all Carthage. I know all those places. Henderson, keep naming them. I know all of them.
Well, I grew up in Beaumont, Port Arthur. You probably
it's not Port Arthur. It's Port Arthur. It's you Port Arthur.
It.
Yeah, that's the way they say it in the Golden Triangle, Port Arthur. A lot of good football players come out of that Golden Triangle down there.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, I just told myself if I ever got a chance to talk to you, I wanted to say how much I enjoy you and Mike Keith calling the games on the radio. I listen to you and watch the TV. And the only fly in the ointment is that they could ever get y'all synced up in real time. But outside of that, it's the greatest thing.
Well, Jack, I truly appreciate that compliment. And that makes me feel so good. And honestly, that's the reason I love doing it, is for people like yourself that truly appreciate it. And look, let me echo one of your sentiments. I love doing the games with Mike Keith. I mean, that's a Tennessee Radio Hall of Famer that I get to work with, you know, all during the season and then all during the off season also. So it's really a joy and an honor for me to do that with him and for you guys. And it really makes me, you know, and really that's why I do it, is because of people like yourself that enjoy it. And believe me, we love bringing the game and the excitement right into your living room with you. So that's very kind words of you. And Coach Mack very much appreciates it. I promise you, brother.
Well, I appreciate
Texas
you and Mike. And y'all take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Little East Texas geography there with Jack and Mack. I love that.
If you want to talk East Texas, we can go about 14 segments here.
615-737-1045 is the number.
Coach Mack, where am I going to find better football players historically, East Texas or West Texas?
East Texas. East Texas. Now, West Texas, the ones you find are going to be really good, but everything is so spread out there in West Texas. I mean, you've got a greater concentration of people, you know, in East Texas, because you start running from Port Arthur, Beaumont, Galveston, that Golden Triangle, all down in through there, Lamarck. You start running from there all up through, you know, that Louisiana border, clear up to Texarkana, and then just about over to about 30 miles outside of Dallas in Terrell, Texas. I mean, you can find players anywhere. If you know where to look, you can find them.
Well, last year, or I guess maybe we even say 2 years, you could find some players down the street West End with the Vandy Big Three. Let's check in with Joey, called in, has a question for Coach Mack. Hey, Joey, how are you?
I'm good, Don. How are y'all doing today? Coach Mack, man, how are you?
Joey, I'm doing very good. Great to hear from you, brother. Great to hear from you.
It's always a great day when I hear your voice because you have so much knowledge, and I try to soak up as much as I can because I'm trying to get on with my local high school as a volunteer coach. Even with me being blind, I can still do something, and so that's what I want to do. But my question is
Joey, God bless you for that. Good luck in that endeavor. I think that's awesome. That's absolutely awesome.
And if training camps ever get around, I'm going to try to get down there so I can actually meet you in person and have some talks with you. But my question is with Lipscomb, Pinckney, and Vaughn, where do you kind of see them going in the draft? And I know that Lipscomb and Pinckney didn't have great years catching the ball, and Vaughn with the shoulder for the last two seasons has been in and out of games. But kind of where do you see them ending up in the league? And y'all have a great one. And I'll holler at y'all later.
Joey, God bless you, brother. And look, here, I'm going to try to answer that as straightforwardly as I can, like I always try to do, is be very truthful. To me, the guy that's got the chance to be drafted first out of those three is Keyshawn Vaughn. You know, Keyshawn Vaughn has got a skill set that people want in the league. I mean, he not only can run the outside zone, the stretch, the cutback stuff, he can also catch the football out of the backfield. And so to me, and plus throughout this whole draft process, I think he's the one that stepped out. He had the better combine, clearly, of all three of them there. I think Kalijah Lipscomb and Pinckney both will be, you know, to me, those are third day guys. And then it will just depend on what type of flavor somebody wants. And again, look, there are 32 teams evaluating these players. And so opinions are going to differ. They're going to differ, you know, quite a bit. But I think once you start potting players together, and I say pods, P-O-D-S, when you start going vertically and then pot them horizontally across, I think that what teams will look for, they will take the desirable traits they like from Lipscomb and Pinckney both, and then decide how they measure up against other personnel groups in that pod that they are taken in. But I think, again, as I said, the guy that will go first among those three, in my opinion, in this draft, is Keyshawn Vaughn.
Coach Mack, I have a follow-up question on Pinckney. You know, there was a lot of talk, and we actually talked about it prior to that Vandy game. I think it was the Missouri game where we were on the sideline. But there was a lot of talk about the body language of Pinckney during games during last season, where really the big three were kind of struggling and didn't have the numbers that they had the year before. So there was talk about body language, his reaction to what his team was doing on the sideline, all of that. How much does that affect his draft stock, especially now where we're dealing with quarantine, where teams aren't able to maybe get in front of him or spend more time with him or chat with him or see him in a pro day, that kind of thing? How much does that affect?
Yeah, Don, and that type of thing, that's what you try to do. Is if you have any concerns for a player in those types of areas, that's why your school visit is so important, critically important, you know, and also the information from your area scout. And, of course, clearly, then that's why your 30 visit, if you're very interested in that player, would be extremely important. Those are the type of personal deep dives you need to take into not only his football ability, but just his overall, everything that surrounds him, you know, according about playing football and about how he responds to his team, as you said. All of those things are critical, critical elements, because when you draft a football player, and you've done all of the work that you need to do, you are not only taking in, you know, the film is the start and the most important part of it, but that doesn't mean the other parts aren't extremely important. And so if you do have concerns about players in any of those types of areas, that's where your face-to-face meetings are so, so important. And we're not going to get that. It's all going to be done now by Skype or Zoom or however you do that. But you guys know as well as I do, you vetted a lot of people for a lot of different positions. It's face to face and where you use your experience and you get a feel for a person. And that's going to hurt some of these guys that have, if they do indeed have, some of these issues surrounding their draft status. We'll be right back.
3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, rolling on to this 2 o'clock hour on Wednesday with Coach Dave McGinnis. Coach Mac, our guest again. You got a question for Coach Mac about any specific draft prospect? You know, he loves to break it down. 615-737-1045 or at 3HL1045. I think Dawn has a question about the guy that a lot of people have a question about these days.
I do. We talked about it to open up the show because John Robinson spoke today, and so did Mike Vrabel, and J-Rob said, you know, Titans fans still kind of waiting for what happens with Jadeveon Clowney, and John Robinson had said, yeah, we've talked to his reps. Obviously, there's interest there. Mike Vrabel had gone big time in on, you know, just the fact that they did a lot with him when he was with him in Houston. He played hard. They asked him to do a lot, never had an issue with on the field performance or anything like that. So they really talked up Clowney a little bit. Now the report out, Coach Mack, that, you know, originally he wanted $20 million a year, that he's dropped his number to 17 or 18. How much of a difference does that drop? Because it doesn't seem like a lot when you're talking these kind of numbers anyway. How much of a difference does that kind of a drop in what he's wanting make? And obviously with Clowney, the health part of it, is that a big part of that number dropping?
Well, I mean, absolutely. Both of those are elements that are, you're looking at that are extremely important. And again, I don't know the validity of the $20 million, but clearly, you know, you start talking about that, and then you start talking, well, dropping 17, 18, how is the contract going to be structured? I mean, that's, you know, that's what's important. And until there's an offer, and there's a counteroffer, we don't know the finite details of what that is, because clearly with a contract that size, how it's structured and how much guaranteed money is in it is what the important thing is. That's what's extremely important. And now, you know, the core injury and the medical part of it, that's huge too. I mean, and that's something that could have been resolved if we were in normal times, because then your people would get a chance to look at him and go over all of that with a fine-tooth comb. Clearly, you cannot do that right now. Mike Vrabel, who, you know, is always going to tell the truth, who I trust immensely. He's been in the meeting room. He's been in the building. He's been in the locker room. He's been on the practice field. He's been in games. He's deployed this guy. He knows what he is as a player and a person. And so, you know, when he comes out and says something like that, you have to believe it, because he's there, and there's no reason for him not to say anything that's not true. But that to me is good insight, because clearly it's his best insight you could get from a head coach that had hands-on knowledge with a player. But look, there's much more to it, especially with a free agent like that, that is up in that money range and has a medical issue that you would like for your people to look at, whether you're talking about the Titans or any of the other 31 other clubs that are interested, if they are.
Coach Dave McGinnis hanging out with us, taking your calls and also answering our questions. They did say this today, Coach, Kamale Correa is back with this team. And this is something we'd started to expect over time. Really came on as the season went on, had a career high 5 sacks, and then he had 2 more in the playoffs. Was also very active, just tackling. I want to say he had double-digit tackles even in the Kansas City game. So a good depth guy to have back.
Yeah, Mickey, I agree with that. And that, you know, look, you're going to have a wave of guys to come at it. If you're going to get a dominant edge rusher, and people keep talking about dominant edge rushers, I've had dominant edge rushers on my team. I've been around them. I drafted Simeon Rice. But if you're going to get one of those guys, you're going to have to get them way early in the draft. Normally in the top 10 in the draft. I mean, that's what you're going to have to do. And if you go to the AFC Championship game, or if you're drafting in the middle of the rounds, you know, from going 9-7 and having a winning record for 4 years in a row, it's hard to be in a place unless you want to use draft capital to trade up to get one of those guys, if indeed one of those guys is there. When I was able to draft Simeon Rice, it was my first year there at the Cardinals as a defensive coordinator. And the reason we were able to do that, because we took over a team that was terrible. Okay. And so, I mean, that makes a big, big difference. And so now the wave of guys that they're going to be sending after the quarterback. And again, I like what you said too, Mickey, when you added in, it's not only the sacks, guys, it's the pressures. It's the things that make them hold it a tick or move off the spot. All of those types of things are huge. You know, sacks are something that is sexy to look at. But look, I've been with Robert Quinn at the Rams when he had 19 and a half sacks. I've also been with him when he has less than double-digit sacks. And he really didn't play any less hard for 9 sacks than he did for 19 and a half sacks. Sometimes it just works out that way. It depends on who you're playing against, who he's going up against, how people are designing their protections, how you're able to design, you know, what your matchup is that he's working on. But he didn't play any less hard for less than double-digit sacks than he did for 19 and a half sacks. And so to me, it's the overall look as the pressure that you're looking at that individuals can bring. And so you're bringing Kamalai Correa, and you're right. He did. He came on. He had a steady, steady influence, especially during that playoff run.
Coach Mack with us until 3 o'clock. If you have a question about a draft prospect, let us know. Also, how players that are on the roster are going to be utilized. 615-737-1045. Coach Mack taking your questions. Coach, one of the things that Mike Vrabel talked about today was moving Big Jeff into Jarrell Casey's role. How does that affect the front seven? Clearly, they get bigger doing that.
Well, yeah. Then, of course, look, Big Jeff, and I've said this before on 3HL. We've all talked about it. You know, I've said it publicly and because I know I'm right. If he would be in this draft, he would be at the top of the interior defensive linemen. He's at the top of this draft also. He was at the top last year too, except for the ACL that he came into the draft with. And so the foresight of being able to take him and now having him as basically a number one pick this year, that's huge to begin with. Number two is now when you start moving him in, you know, and being able to move him from the three technique to the shade to wherever else they want to play him. I mean, this guy is a major, major disruptor. And look, we know that he wasn't all healthy last year. I just know this. He will be better this year. He will be better this year because his health will be better. I mean, to me, it's still amazing that he came back a man that big off of an ACL and was able to perform like he did at that early coming back off that ACL. But he's different. Those types of people are different. Just like when Adrian Peterson came back from his ACL and was able to perform, it's because he's different. He just put together different. And so he's going to make a big difference in there. And then, you know, clearly they're adding depth in there just as the last free agent that they just picked up in there, bring another veteran presence in there. Again, guys, it's about waves of pressure people that you're able to bring that is extremely, extremely important. And John Robinson and Mike Vrabel are putting this team together like that.
3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Got another caller for Coach Mack. If you want to jump in the mix, 615-737-1045. Christian and Mount Juliet up next. Christian, thanks for calling 3HL and Coach Mack.
What's up, Coach Mack? Good to hear you, man.
Christian, how are you doing? It's great talking to you. How are you getting along during this shelter in place?
Just got finished with a run listening to 3HL, so class still goes on for us college students, but it's a little different, I would say. Well, how about you?
No, you know what? Coach Mack does not do real well not being around people. I mean, I need to be out amongst everybody. But look, I'm doing it. I'm sheltering in place here in East Nashville. East Nashville, guys, is still recovering from that tornado, so it's pretty quiet in the streets around here. But as long as they say shelter in place, I'm going to do it.
Good deal. Okay, before I get to my question, a tip for everybody out there that's looking for something to do. The NFL is letting you go back and watch games, Hard Knocks. Go back and watch the 2016 Los Angeles Rams Hard Knocks, Coach Mack, Coach Fisher. It is hilarious.
Yeah, it, you know, hilarious. What, Christian, that was a unique experience. And, of course, I was all up into that. I mean, you know, I really was. And look, Shannon Furman, it was the director of that. She works with NFL Films. That crew, they do a great job when they come in there. And, you know, of course, that was unusual for us because that was the year we moved from St. Louis to L.A. They were with us through training camp. And then they stayed with us all year, Shannon did, with a different crew that did All or Nothing also. So we were with that crew from NFL Films for the entire run from training camp all the way through to the end of the season, you know, and so it was a really, really unusual experience. I've got nothing but respect for those people. You know, I think people need to understand that part that you see is just a small part. They take hours and hours and hours of footage every day. And so what you get to see is a small part of it. You know, Jeff Fisher and I would get a preview every Monday before it came out to look at it. It's a fascinating endeavor that they do. You know, I enjoyed it. I mean, I really did. I didn't enjoy at the end, you know, when we got fired, but I mean, that wasn't their fault.
Well, for all coaches,
I enjoyed Kenny Britt turning over a golf cart.
Let me tell you something, a story about that. Let me tell you real quick. I walked out of the meeting room and I saw Shannon, you know, loading up. It was with he and Quickie, the other receiver. She was loading up a microphone and a camera in their dune buggy. And I said, look, Neil, Cal Irvine's a huge, huge campus. It's the biggest campus in the California university system. It's a huge campus. And so anyway, so our guys had golf carts, they had dune buggies. I mean, it was the Wild West. Anyway, so I saw her doing that. I said, Shannon, that's a bad move. That's a bad idea. Bad idea. She said, no, they're just going to go down the hill, and we've got somebody down the hill. They promised me they wouldn't go fast. I said, Shannon, just remember what Coach Mack said. This is not a good idea. And it wasn't. They got in that dune buggy and screamed out, and it was not 3 minutes later that coming over her walkie-talkie is, we got a real problem here. They had flipped that thing, skidded it, ran down. And so now I'm in the golf cart going down there. And I said, Shannon, I know I don't have the authority to do this, but you're fired.
It's not about a rookie this year, but he's practically going to be a rookie for us. DeAndre Walker. What can you tell us about that guy? Because we didn't get to see him at all last year. And I know outside's a big question for the Titans. So can you give us a quick rundown of what you had about him last year?
Yeah, real quick, Christian. I mean, he's long. He plays long. He's not tall, but he plays long. He's got long arms. I liked his get off. He's an active player. He was not only an active player vertically, but he was an active player in chase and down the line of scrimmage. I think, and he's an ideal fit for this type of defense that you can move him around some. I know I watched him work every day during this season on the opposite field. This guy's a real hungry player. Once they all get back together, it's going to be – I thought he was getting ready to make a move in training camp when he got hurt. And so it's going to be very, very interesting to see how he progresses and how he fits in and slots in once they start.
3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. One more segment with Coach Dave McGinnis, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Need great health care coverage at an affordable price? They're going to coach you through that. Coach Matt coaching us through another segment here as we talk about the Titans, draft prospects, and more. Coach, I wanted to ask you about this. The fascination with the draft goes on because the draft goes on, and I was talking back and forth with the guy on Twitter the other night, and he said, you know, what happens if you're the Titans and you get to a mid-round pick and maybe there's nobody that you love, but Jake Fromm is still there because you do need a backup quarterback. I'm curious to get your evaluation on him. You know, we know the guys that he beat out to hold on to that position at Georgia. It's a pretty illustrious group. But what do you think about Jake Fromm, the quarterback?
Yeah, well, look, as we, you know, we said, you know, as we talked before we got on the air, you know, Rhett and I have taken a really cross-check 30,000-foot view of everybody who's at the combine, but that doesn't mean that I have watched tape that deep on a lot of people. And, you know, in all my years of coaching and scouting, I mean, if you really didn't dive into a player and write a report on him, you weren't even allowed to talk about him in the draft room. And so, for everything to be clear and honest out there, I've got some 30,000 foot views from guys that I've cross-checked. I've got a lot of contacts, you know, across the country, not only in the NFL, but also in colleges and then with a lot of other sources. And so, as I said, I've got unlimited mileage on my Verizon account and I just went over it. And so, but anyway, of the guys that I feel comfortable with, I did watch him. And what I thought, here's what I wrote on Jake Fromm. At Georgia, I wrote, now the first thing I wrote was he's a good decision maker. Okay, he's not an elite arm talent guy, and what you see as a prospect is his stability to me in his decision making. He makes intelligent, I thought, as much as I could read into what they were trying to do and what the defense was presenting to him. He makes intelligent pre-snap reads. His physical tools, I mean, this is not a guy that's going to wow you off the charts. But what he does, guys, he plays the game of football at the quarterback position like it needs to be played. And to me, when you're evaluating that position, you need to understand and have a knowledge and of what the intrinsic value is that the guy that can play the position brings to it. Because we've all seen those guys with the huge numbers and the great bodies and this and that that just don't quite seem to grasp what the position is. You know, to me, I think this guy immediately coming in, this is just Coach Mack talking from what I see. And then from, you know, I got to watch him some during the season by doing coach to coach, you know, with Doug Matthews and covering the Southeast Conference. To me, he's a high end backup right now coming into the league that is somebody that's going to be stable. And that as the longer that he's in there as a backup, sometime during that course of time, you are going to be very comfortable of putting him into a ball game once he assimilates into the system, because you are going to get everything mentally from him that he has. And plus, he's got a high football IQ, I think. I haven't ever talked to the kid, have never vetted him like that, but just watching him and watch the decisions that he's made, that's my take on Jake Fromm.
I feel smarter having heard that, because my take on him when I went to the Tennessee-Georgia game and saw him in the building and saw him live, and our seats are in the corner of the end zone, so you can see out routes and arm velocity and things like that. You're completely right about him at the line of scrimmage pre-snap. He is in complete control of that deal, and Jeremy Pruitt was trying to do lots of things to him, and he was up there getting them in the right play. The one thing that concerned me, and I said it in the moment, was he threw an out route to the wide side of the field, and it took like days to get there. And that really surprised me, because I had never thought about him not having that kind of rifle to get the ball out there. But that did surprise me and concern me about him. But appears to be really, really smart dude for sure. And that really stuck out to me, him at the line of scrimmage pre-snap.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's what he is, and I think he'll be a very viable quarterback in the National Football League. Look, I've designed game plans for 31 years against quarterbacks that didn't have that rope, you know, of an arm, but could dissect you and slice and dice you to death, you know, death by a thousand cuts, and you were bleeding everywhere when you got through playing them, and you didn't know where it all came from.
Real quick, Coach Mack on Twitter, Quentin Q has this question at 3HL1045. Ask Coach Mack about speed in the secondary. Kansas City, the potential new dynasty, they're not losing speed anytime soon. Thoughts? From a defensive perspective, that really stood out in that playoff matchup to me.
Yeah, Q, well, I mean, everybody, look, speed isn't the one thing that you can't coach, because it's a God-given trait and it's a God-given natural talent, is speed. And so then now you have to find those guys that can incorporate their speed into the actual, essence of playing a football game. But clearly, look, as wide open as this league has gotten, and it's gotten this way because it's wide open in high school, it's wide open in college, you know, no matter what division level you're playing on in the NCAA, and it's wide open in this league. And so you have to have speed to be able to counteract speed, and speed not only at the line of scrimmage, but also speed in space. And so you're always looking for guys with speed. But here's the thing, you cannot get enamored with just flat numbers. You've got to see also, can they play the game of football? Can they play the game of football? You can never get away from that. And when you're evaluating a player, you know, you'd like to see his play speed first, and then if he runs a fast time at the combine or he runs a fast time as a school workout, then that just confirms what you've seen. But if a guy can just run, there's a lot of guys that have tried to play in the National Football League that run fast, but they couldn't play the game at this level. There's much more nuances to that than just straight out foot speed.
Coach, before we let you go, you mentioned a guy, and he's kind of viewed as a later round pick, but he ran like the wind at the combine, a guy named Javelin Guidry from Utah. When you say speed, that's the name that most comes back to me from the combine. Have you had a chance at all to look at him? He was also a really strong kid, as I remember, at the combine.
Yeah, I mean, he had numbers at the combine, which always gets everybody's attention. I haven't, you know, if I were in a draft room and they said, Mac, read your report on Javelin Guidry, I would not feel comfortable that I'd done enough deep digging on him. I do know that just the top 30,000 foot view that I've done on him, he does have speed. You can see that speed on film. You saw that speed at the combine. And so clearly, you know, those types of guys, again, as I say, they've got traits. And so they when they have those traits, then you start trying to investigate their football playing ability. He will be drafted. I do know this in talking to, you know, in all the cross checks I've done, he will be drafted, but he will be drafted mainly because of that speed and then refine his other traits.
Coach, great stuff. I know you're keeping yourself socially distant and it's tough, but we appreciate you hanging out on Skype with us today for 45 minutes.
Guys, I enjoy this a lot because really, seriously, I get really lonely here, not being able to talk to you guys. This has been better for me than it is for you. thanks for all the calls and the Twitter questions, guys. Appreciate you. Talk to you. See you.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks, Dave McGinnis. Yeah, Farm Bureau Health Plans with Coach Mac. He coaches us through it. They'll coach you through your health plan choices. All right, 3 o'clock hours coming up next. Matt Figger, the Austin Peay basketball coach, at 3:30. Todd Furman at 4:30 with the latest Las Vegas odds. We're still getting odds on things like SEC champions. Brent's got those odds. We can get into that later. Dan Wetzel at 5:15 to talk about last night's insane HBO documentary on the basketball cheating scandal. All that plus your call, 615-737-1045, coming up on 3HO.
You having a good